It has been a difficult day.
You could say that.
How is Milton?
Not exactly thrilled to bits with me.
Is that going to affect your chances if you apply for the editor's job?
Well, that's the first thing I thought of. The moment Mike told me. I don't know, really.
But are you still going to apply?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I mean, let's be realistic. If I don't apply because of this, well, I'm sort of admitting I've made a boob, and I haven't.
Of course you haven't.
And if I don't apply and Morris walks straight into the job, I shall kick myself. You know, he's so bloody sure it's in the bag for him, Peter. It's absolutely sickening.
Oh, excuse me interrupting your little tete-a-tete, Elizabeth and Peter, but Jane has been calling you for the past 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you, Arthur. Jane! Janey, darling! Mummy'll be up in 2 minutes!
Well, I'll leave you to your sherry.
Thanks.
Peter, really, poor old thing. He only wanted to be offered a glass of sherry.
I'm sure he did.
What was the matter? I thought he was being quite charming.
Darling, you won't believe this when I tell you what he's up to.
What?
He's invited a firm in to measure us up for conversion.
Conversion?
Arthur Strand, my love, is to build a bedroom for himself with a separate bathroom over our kitchen.
You're joking.
I'm not. A Mr. Waller from Cuthbertson and Price arrived this morning to measure up.
Peter! Mind you, it is rather a good idea.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Liz.
Well, it would improve the value of the property, and it would solve Arthur's living problem, after all.
At the expense of my sanity.
But did you talk to him about it?
No, I did not. I'm waiting for him to bring up the subject. Well, I don't think it's very funny, Liz. If I hadn't happened to answer the door, the first we might have known of it could have been builders stripping the roof off of our kitchen.
So what's she going to do?
I'll tell you. I've ridden off to several old people's homes, inquiring about their terms. There should be quite a big post for Mr. Tyson over the next few days.
Oh, Peter, you couldn't be so cruel.
Oh, couldn't I? Don't you believe it. It's a fight to the death, Liz. If we don't assert that this is our house once and for all, it isn't going to be our house. He's going to rule our lives the way he ruled old George's.
Left your dinner in the oven,
Cliff. Oh, Tala. Where are you going then?
I told you. My first tutorial at the Open University.
Oh, yeah, you did too. Sorry, love, I forgot. You going right away?
Well, I've tried it myself up a bit.
You don't seem very cheerful about it, I must say.
I'm nervous. I'm tired.
Oh, that's a change.
What's that supposed to mean?
Every time I ask you what's the matter these days, you're tired.
Well, I am. You'd be tired if you did a full day's work the way I do and then came home to cook and clean.
Look, that's not what's wrong, Shirley. That's just an excuse.
No, it's not.
Why won't you talk about it then?
Because there's no point. Because you won't.
Well, you won't tell me what's the matter.
You know what's the matter, Cliff. You know.
You're still obsessed with this idea of adopting Debbie's baby.
Your baby, Cliff. This child could have its own father. We could give it a smashing home.
Shirley, you know what I think.
Yes, but why?
I don't want any links with Debbie.
Oh, don't think about me, will you? Don't think about the child.
I am thinking about you and about the child. You've got this fantasy, Shirley, I'm telling you. You think it's all going to turn out to be lovely. Little boy looking just like me, nothing like Debbie. That's what you think, isn't it?
No,
yes, you do. I mean, who knows what you might feel if the child was stupid or delinquent or simply didn't get on with his mother?
Well, that could happen with any child, even if we had one of our own.
But this one isn't our own, is it?
Well, it's as near as we're ever going to get, isn't it?
Now, look, Shirley, we are not adopting Debbie's baby, right? Debbie doesn't want us to. And I don't want us
no,
to.
No, because you don't really want a family, do you? Soon as ever there's a possibility, a real possibility, you chicken out. You're just behaving exactly like you did about those two children at the adoption agency.
Shirley.
What would you have done if I had got pregnant, Cliff? You'd have run a mile, wouldn't you? You can't bear the responsibility that having a kid would involve.
That is a lie, and you know it.
You'd have left me. Well, I'm sick of your Peter Pan attitudes. I'm sick of the fact you haven't got a proper job and we live in this grotty flat and that you don't seem to understand. I feel a responsibility to this kid Debbie's carrying, even if you don't. I tell you this, Cliff Edwards, some days I feel like walking out of here and never coming back.
Oh, hello, George. Good evening, Peter. I hope you don't mind. I just came round to see Arthur.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm sure he'll be delighted to see you. Come on in.
Thank you.
Here, I'll take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Well, how's life at the bank?
Much as usual.
And the flat?
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what I've come to see Arthur about. I'm finding it very trying, as a matter of fact, Peter, living alongside Mungie.
Yes, yes, it must be difficult.
Well, he's very good, but he has to keep popping in for the phone, you know. And, of course, the only sink is in my kitchen.
Yes.
And, of course, he keeps such long hours. He's open from 7 in the morning till 9 at night. And, well, I don't mind in the day I'm out at work, but I do like my evenings to myself.
Yes, well, I understand that.
That's why I came round to see your father, as a matter of fact. I think I may have been a bit hasty the other day, saying I wouldn't move back to Cane House.
What? You think you might?
At least my evenings would be undisturbed there.
Well, I'm sure Father wouldn't take much persuading, and I can't tell you how grateful we'd be. Why don't you go up and see him? He went upstairs to his room to listen to the radio.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Sophie.
Oh, hi, Cliff.
Claire told me you were a broken sash cord up here.
That's right. She wants it mended before people start coming round to view the house.
Oh.
I thought you'd be working at the wagons tonight.
No, no, evening off. Anyway, didn't really feel like it.
It's not like you, is it?
Tell you the truth, Shirley had to go out this evening, and she wasn't feeling too well.
Oh.
And I thought I'd better be in case she came back early or needed me to go and fetch her or something.
Lucky Shirley.
Which window is it?
Oh, this one.
Don't get up, darling. I just wanted to see how big a window it is.
Okay. So. Are you going to mend it tonight?
No, you'll freeze to death if I take that whole window out now, won't you?
You're not kidding. But Claire does want it done quickly.
I can't see what difference it makes myself. One broken sash cord in a house this size.
Yeah, I know. Do you know how much they're asking for this house?
$135,000 is criminal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not as if they're getting the whole house for that, is it?
Aren't they?
Hell no. You're not moving, are you?
I should think so. Well, I'll have to anyway. I'm not even officially part of this flat.
Well, when you come to think of it, I think this is all let furnished up here. Shirley and I are the only ones with a proper protected tenancy.
What, so you mean you stay whatever happens?
You're dead right, we do.
Hmm. Well, I hope you get an agreeable landlord.
Not half as much as I do, love. It's a real headache not knowing who's going to come in. Anyway, I'll just measure the height of the window so I know how much sash cord I need. Hmm. You were all on your own this evening,
yeah? Yeah, Rob's at the restaurant and Dickon's out at an education committee meeting, reporting on the cup.
Oh, yeah, they're hitting the schools hard from what I hear.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Hey, you like sharing with a couple of blokes, do you, Soph?
All right.
How do you get on with Dickon?
Oh, he's nice. He's be rather gentle.
He's always struck me as a bit prim and proper.
No, I don't think he is. Just a bit earnest.
Yeah.
Cliff, do you think he's gay?
I wouldn't know.
It's just I can't work out whether he is or not.
Why, you fancy him, do you?
Really? No. No, it's just that, someone I know who is gay does fancy him, and so I just wondered.
Actually, it would explain a lot if he was.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I've always thought his relationship with Debbie Franks was very weird.
Who's Debbie Franks?
Ah, she's a journalist who used to work with him on the Herald.
Ah.
Anyway, she's pregnant, and he goes around sort of protecting her. She even lived with him for a bit, but they both make out there's nothing in it, you know, nothing sort of between them.
Oh.
But of course, if he's queer, that would explain it all, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it would.
Now, let's get this straight, George. Having said you don't wish to share Cane House again with me, do I now understand that you do?
I'm just asking what you want, Arthur.
Well, I've told you. I'm perfectly comfortable here.
Well, I'm delighted to hear
this. But apart from anything else, I'm not sure it's up to you to invite me in quite that way. After all, we came to an agreement, you and I. Technically, I am the tenant in situ. Properly speaking, it's for me to ask you, George, if you see what I mean.
Well, I don't want to get bogged down in technicalities, Arthur. I just want to move out of Cath's flat.
Yes, well, I thought all along you were making a mistake staying there.
And I just wanted to be quite sure that you didn't want to move back to Cane House before I put it on the market.
Put it on the market? Aren't you going to move back there, then?
I was only going to do that if you thought you wanted to go on living there, Arthur. I don't really want to go back there myself. It's much too big for me.
Well, where will you live?
Well, there's a very nice modern block going up at Vale End. I thought that might suit me. A little labour-saving bachelor flat with a nice view over Hampstead.
Oh, they're very pricey.
I thought about that, thank you, Arthur. They're within my means. But I don't want to put you out of Kane House. You are quite certain you don't want to return.
Absolutely. You go ahead and sell Kane House, George. It's been my firm belief for many years that the old are happiest surrounded by their families. I intend to end my days with mine. We'll be right back.